I'll flip some PPA to desert and carry. Today's date is 06/23/2025. Dictation is 4. Ms. Diana Gress. Gress spells G-R-E-S-S. Diana spells D-I-A-N-A. Date of birth is 07/06/1991. 33-year-old female here. With sore throat period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 7 days or so, but pain has gotten, symptoms have gotten worse in the last 2 or 3 days. Said she came in because of increased pain of 6/10 worse with swallowing. So pain is confined to her throat and is non-radiating period. Next paragraph. Review systems. Patient reports cough. Says cough is productive of green sputum. Next line. Patient reports runny nose. Says discharge from her nose is green. So the nose are congested. Next line. Patient reports myalgia. Next line. She reports chills. Next line. She reports decreased appetite. Next line. She denies vomiting or diarrhea period. Denies painful or frequent urination period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Past surgical history. Social history. Family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. Morbidly obese young lady in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 125 over 87. Pulse 90. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. Throat. Erythematous and edematous tonsils, pharynx and uvula. No exudates present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmur. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, nose. Congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, micros or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is influenza B, number 2 acute rhinitis, number 3 acute bronchitis, number 4 acute pharyngitis, number 6 myalgia period. Next paragraph, the following tests were done today, strep, next line COVID, next line flu, flu positive for flu A. Correction, flu B. In the clinic today, the patient received the following. She was offered nebulizer breathing treatment. She declined, says she has the medication and machine at home, and she will do that when she gets home. She received Rocephin, 1 gram IM, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed for approximately 20 minutes, then reevaluated. She says she's beginning to feel better. She's comfortable being discharged. She was given strict return precautions. Strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if she's not better. To increase fluids. End of the patient. Correction. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.